We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Well, I don't know about your neighborhood, but there are, in fact, the other day I came home from somewhere and I pull up in front of my house and there's like cars right at my steps, right at my front door. And I'm like, who are these people and why are you parked here? Now, granted, it's a public street. You can park wherever you want. I get that. But it is frustrating when you live in a neighborhood where it's hard to find a place to park. That's why permit parking became very popular. But there's a downside to it as well. And now City Council is looking at the possibility of tweaking that process. City Council Representative Bobby Wilson joins me now to talk about this proposed legislation and what it might mean. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Lynn. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
Good. Did you come out of retirement to just ask about RPP?
Well, once I heard you were available, I had to come back. No, technically, Friday's my last day.
Friday is my last day. A parking chair.
You're what? A parking chair?
Yeah.
You know, some of my neighbors use orange cones. They don't use the chairs. They use orange cones. But then one day I came home and I saw the orange cones had been tossed over the hillside. So I was thinking, yeah, you guys may want to get a chair. I live in like the outskirts almost of Oakland. So it's close enough. If you wanted to walk to the Pitt campus or the heart of Oakland, you could do it. But parking is an issue. Right now, we do not have permit parking on our street, but the residents of my street can't seem to get together on whether it makes sense or it doesn't.
Okay, well, you know, this program, the changes in this program maybe ought to help your neighborhood in some ways. Mostly, this is an administrative lift where these changes will be made. But there does, you know, open the possibility for... you know, a process that, you know, will be more engaging with your community to mm-hmm. see if, you know, permit parking would be a solution for people.
So the idea is what? I mean, right now, if you, as I understand it, and I only kind of know this from the fringe because my grandmother actually had what she always called sticker parking, but mm-hmm. she could get two stickers or one sticker for in front of her house, and she lived very close to the University of Pittsburgh campus. So how would this change? What would this mean?
Well, the biggest change is that, you know, we wouldn't have to certify every couple of years, the residential permanent parking districts. So we would incorporate them as they are now. And then, you know, just like your neighborhood, the city council person, you know, wherever you live or whatever district you're in, could ask the Pittsburgh Parking Authority to do a parking study to see if they're, you know, how many commuters are coming in, how many residents, how many cars, you know, basically just, I mean, I'm not the expert on that, but basically mm-hmm. what it does, this is mostly administrative where it's going to take it out of city planning. So city planning, you know, we look to them for zoning and different changes. They don't really, they're not really in a business of managing the curbside. So that's why we're going to work with DOMI and also the Pittsburgh Parking Authority. I mean, most of this program runs through the Pittsburgh Parking Authority already.
Anyway.
Can you hear me?
Did I lose you? Yeah, I hear you now. I thought I lost you for a second. I heard you say most of this runs through the parking authority anyway. Was that the last thing you said?
Yeah, already. Okay. Sorry, already. Yeah.
Already. Okay. So then what's the downside of the proposal? Is there one?
I don't see a downside, you know, with a change like this, people are always concerned about the process. We tried our best to reach out to people who sign up for their RPP pass online, And we use their email address, so we're able to reach 90% of the residents who are already in the program. We started that engagement back in the spring, late spring, and you know we're just putting through the public process now, which is a public hearing. Well, actually, we had a post agenda on it. We also had a public hearing about it, and then it'll be back on our standing committee meeting where council will discuss the changes. So, you know, really, you know, some of the highlights of this, what I like to point out is that, you know, currently right now, if there's a, is the pass situation. So you can get a pass for your contractor for free. Like say you're going to get some work done in your house and there's a contractor.
Okay.
They could, you know, they could get, a pass for free, and have as many trucks as they want. And all your neighbors will get mad at you because they're parking in front of their houses for multiple days in a row. And this has a way to actually, you know, provide a process for that. There will be a small fee, but then also, you know, it would be per vehicle. So it would be mindful of the neighborhood and, you know, at least we're keeping track of what's happening. Right now, they can just get a variance and park as many as they want for free. And it's, you know, I mean, that's a big complaint that we got. Also, people don't have the option currently for, like, say, if, you know, there's child care needs or if there's health care needs, there's currently not a pass for that. You would have to use your one visitor pass, and that expires after 3 days. And so this new addition would, in my eyes, would be more equitable, where we would be able to actually create a process for people to that have these needs, and they could pay a small fee for the pass, and we just work with the homeowner on that.
Right. Sounds interesting. Yeah, I think that's probably a better idea for my neighborhood than the chairs. I'm just saying. Bobby Wilson, thanks for joining us today. We'll keep on top of this. Well, someone will, because it's not going to be resolved before I retire on Friday. But I always appreciate your availability, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, take good care. I'm going to tell you about a conversation I had with a parker outside my house just a couple weeks ago. It was interesting. It doesn't directly speak to this issue, but it does kind of. We'll talk about that next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.